Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. No, we love our outdoors around here. I think you still might have a rough time competing with a guy named Lex Riley, the Australian Viking. Welcome back here. We're from Montana for Montana. As Bernadette says, Voices of Montana. Who is Lex?
G'day. My name is Lex D. Riley. I'm a professional wilderness guide and Afghanistan veteran. The military gave me a foundation of field skills. I've honed those skills in the Australian bush. I've gone so far out bush, I've ended up 400 kilometers inside the Arctic Circle.
That's a little piece from YouTube for Lex Riley here, your Aussie professional wilderness guide. There's more to this. It's an inspiring story, trauma recovery, renewal. It's captured the attention of a lot of folks. He is going to be in Montana through this partnership with Impact Montana. That's an organization that's dedicated to helping veterans. Bozeman tonight, as a matter of fact, Helena on the 10th and Deer Lodge November 13th with more dates to be discussed here. Lex, good morning, sir. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. Appreciate that. Tell us your story. Tell us, who Lex Riley is, in your own words.
Yeah. So who I am now, I'm a resourceful adventurer, and I've been able to find and cultivate peace within myself after some really rough chapters where I lost who I was.
What was that like? Finding yourself, or when did you recognize that you were lost, and then what was your plan after that?
So, this is going to be emotional, so please.
I know, yeah. And thank you for sharing that, Lex. I mean, that's what people respond to, is the genuineness of it, too.
Yeah, thanks. So I first recognized I was lost when I wanted to kill myself, and I couldn't work out a way for my family to not receive the shame of me killing myself. And this was a couple of years after Afghanistan. And after Afghanistan, I couldn't manage the demons in the night, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And I was using alcohol or workaholism to try to, avoid how much pain I was in inside who I was. And I ended up asking for help in the military, and I was actually ridiculed for that. And then I eventually went to the hospital and just begged that they take me, and they eventually took me in, and I was in hospital bed, and that was where the reflection started, like, how did I end up here? How do I hate myself so much? How does my body feel so heavy? How am I tired every day for years? That was when the reflection started.
That moment in and of itself, led to where you are today. And maybe let's talk about that. That process of healing to now to where, and you've done it in sort of a unique kind of way too, right? Why don't you tell us why you're known as the Australian Viking?
So my process of healing was maybe 12, 13 years, something like that. And you wouldn't recognize me then versus now. I went through a period of like living in low-income housing and alcohol dependency and looking like a homeless person, basically. But then when I had lost access to my children because I'd been domestically violent, that was another really big reflection point. Like, how do I not kill myself again? I've had this come up before. I have so much shame and guilt. And then the logic in my mind was, well, how could I do these complex sniper missions in Afghanistan where we're like really we're so isolated and we're such a high threat environment, but I feel afraid to go to the shop? How does that make sense? Why am I scared when I get an electricity bill because I really know it's going to be a red bill that's overdue? Why am I scared of these things? And my logic was, I need to put myself back in a place where if I don't step up. If I don't believe in myself, I will die. And that, for me, was just to throw myself into some remote parts of the New Zealand alpine wilderness in winter. And I specifically wanted to go to places where I wouldn't see anyone for days, because I just needed to face this stuff on my own. And that was, let's say, 2016. And that really started this chapter of me just throwing myself into the wild, to meet myself, but also to cultivate, like, loving myself again and respecting myself again, and just fanning the flame of hope.
How did that, so it's kind of like, you call it a Viking mindset, I think, right? How did that help you rebuild your purpose or your identity? Probably slowly over time, I suppose.
Yeah, so there was a lot of stumbling blocks or like times where I faltered in the journey.
Learning opportunities.
Learning opportunities, and I had the opportunity to really rebuild myself brick by brick, and that was looking at how do I relate socially, how do I think about money, how do I manage my money, and I had a dream in my heart to go study at a university in Arctic Norway, and it was an ironic dream because at the time I was living in a wardrobe. And I was I was actually dependent on marijuana most days. And I was really struggling. And I had this dream that just seemed so far away, but I just kind of chipped away at it little bit by little bit when I could. And then I got accepted to study in the Arctic University of Norway. And I went there in the start of 2021. And so I was living 100 miles inside the polar circle.
I can't, you know, there's a lot of people that can't imagine. Well, there's some that can, right? You come out to Montana, Lex, and I think you'll meet people who go, hey, I want that experience all alone by myself in the outback. You know, talk about how you relate that experience as an encouragement to help veterans who may be suffering through some of the same symptoms.
Yeah, for me, when I was out in the wild with, let's call it like a walkabout, like this Australian indigenous concept where there is no destination and there is no expedition, right? I just feel where to go in the environment if I want to, or maybe I just sit in a river for 2 days. And that allowed me to just be with my thoughts uninterrupted in an environment where I couldn't reach for social media, or I couldn't reach for food, or I couldn't reach for alcohol or social distraction. I was just with these conversations for days. And I put myself in too much danger. I wouldn't recommend to do that. But like the concept of that time in nature without pressure, but still having the expectation of I need to survive here, that was me developing a relationship with Mother Earth. I didn't know that at the time, but I know that now. And that was a really beautiful, like, just falling into oneness and feeling that oneness that I couldn't feel when I felt alone in daily life.
Yeah, and there were techniques I think you developed because, again, the Australian Viking, and it's Australian-Viking.com, Impact Montana is bringing Lex to events here in Montana, and they are ImpactMontana.org for information, like I said, tonight in Bozeman. Do you have that in front of you where you're at tonight in Bozeman, Lex?
Yeah, I think it's called the Legion. I'm quite new to the area.
Yeah,
2 days.
Well, did you clear out some time so you could go out into our outback, so to speak?
I think I'll have some time later on in the trip, because that's something that's really important to me, is to develop a relationship with Mother Nature here. I felt called to come here. It's a really powerful thing that wasn't from my mind. It was something bigger at play.
That's very cool. Did you reach out, or did somebody reach out to you then?
So I had this experience in Colombia with indigenous medicine there, and I actually had this prophecy from the medicine to come to Montana in November. And it was, the prophecy was like, just don't overthink it, just come. And then I felt into my heart, like, what would my heart want me to explore in Montana? And it was to develop a relationship within the veteran community and maybe the Native Americans, and to just help the community have discussions around things that I've experienced in my life. And I just reached out through some veteran Facebook chats, and that veteran network is really powerful. And then one friend led to another friend, led to a phone call, led to the, the relationship with Impact Montana.
And now, have you done any, I think your first engagement is tonight, right? Now, is this unusual for you? Because you do have tailor-made wilderness experiences. You know, and I see some pictures of those on your website as well.
Yeah.
It looks like it's not for the faint of heart.
So the big thing for me is developing a relationship with nature, and I don't see it as man versus wild. I think of it, or the concept of you versus you, right? It's one with wild, and it is like, like this challenge, like finding water sources or getting a fire. It's real survival stuff or tracking skills or whatever that I invite people into. But I don't need to be stressed. I've kind of had a stress disorder from the from war. I don't need more stress, but it is also this kind of ancient challenges where I think a lot of people in Montana will resonate with what I say, where it is like just going out into the wild and being in there. But yeah, there's unforeseen challenges there. It's the uncontrolled.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you will I think you'll find yourself. There's probably a reason you came here, Lex. I know there is. And I think you're going to love it around here as well. And so I'll be interested to find out, that part of your journey as well. We'll take a break, and we'll come on back with more. It's part of Impact Montana's outreach as well. And it's Lex Riley, the Australian Viking. And we'll talk more about those dates here upcoming in Montana. It is Veterans Month, so it's really appropriate. AARP Montana expresses gratitude to folks like Lex and you, our nation's uniformed heroes. Thank you for your service. Thanks for that sacrifice, too, and your family's sacrifice. All right, Peace Wilderness, man. Lex Riley is with us here, the Australian Viking, an intriguing story about, trauma and recovery as well. Tonight, this is Thursday the 6th, so it starts at 6 o'clock in Bozeman, American Legion Post 14. Monday, November 10th, 6 o'clock again at the Helena Doubletree by the Hilton downtown. On Tuesday, it's November 18th, 6 o'clock, again, American Legion in Missoula, Post 27. And then also November 13th, 6 o'clock, Deer Lodge Assembly. Lex, thanks for coming to Montana. I appreciate that. I know we're running out of time. That happens this time. What do you want Montanans to take away from Lex Riley this time?
So I suppose made a lot of challenges in my own life by like how I thought I had to be as a man and how I avoided my emotions or how I put pressure on my family to be a certain way or how I pressured myself. And I really want to, at these events, we'll be talking about a lot of the taboo topics, a lot of the topics that people don't want to talk about, but I'll talk about that from my life. And I want to invite families to be able to hear what I have to say on how we can support men.
And then you want to get out in Montana, right? What are you looking to do first?
Well, to be honest, I'm scared of bears, and
sounds to me like bears should be scared of you, Lex.
I'm a humble man, but maybe it's best if we don't meet each other. But I'm looking forward to just getting a couple of days and just sitting in the wild, with nothing.
Well,
to do.
I know there's more to your story, and I look forward to chatting with you again about it, too. Maybe after you meet these Montanans and have some presentations and then get out there in the wild and stare down a bear. No, don't. You don't need to do that either. No, don't do that. Lex, thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless you, sir. Peace to you, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. That's Lex Riley again, the Australian Viking, and you'll be hearing from him around Montana. Might be seeing him as well.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.